Hey, Miss Ting-a-ling.
How are you?
Oh, baby, you sound so sexy. I'm fine. How you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Uh-huh.
On with the letter.
Yeah.
It says, Dear Tyrone.
Why don't you come and visit him? Since you seem to have the means necessary to do so, I think you really are ego-tripping. Well, if you don't think it's good enough for you to come out and see me, then I don't want to talk to you. Hey, that's bogus, baby. You're going to have to get down off your high horse if you want the man and come to him halfway. And if you got something on your mind, drop us a line here at the station.
8:40, 20 minutes away from 9, and here are the Winans and a friend at FM 92, The Beat. FM 92, The Beat, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock Thursday, which means only one more day after today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Strong Star Cash Countdown's coming up. More tickets today for Frankie Beverly, Amazing, Howard Hewitt at the Celebrity Theater in Anaheim, all here at FM 92, The Beat. FM 92, The Beat, I Want to Be Your Lover is from Prince this morning. Prince in love with his shoes, apparently. It is a trashy checkout counter news, and I promise I wouldn't do any more stories, but this one has to be done. This was just
life.
You'll like this. Pint-sized rocker, Prince, popped his cork when the trunk containing all of his fancy footwear got lost during his European tour. After a midnight phone call, his favorite bootery, not his favorite booty, but his favorite bootery in L.A., shipped out 24 pairs of replacements pronto so he could tiptoe through the footlights and still feel nice and tall.
And those high elevator heels.
Yeah, you can't just go buy the shoes that Prince wears at your basic JCPenney's or foot factory or something, you know. Anyway, let's see. We still have some more of these trash and checkout kind of stories to pass along to you. In fact, there's another fairy tale that has gone bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got earlier this week, we did the story on Literate Riding Hood being banned at some schools in Florida because of grandma with that bottle of wine in the bag.
Wine in her basket, yeah.
A story about Rip Van Winkle. Sometime after the 9 o'clock hour kicks in right here at FM 92 The Beat. Shirley has info standing by. She just can't stand still. I don't know what she has, but it's something. Coach has sports, and there's traffic coming up with John Quinlan, too. It's 8:48.
Yo, G, I'm here to tell you about a flavorful new film.
Cohen and Steinbrecher, 800-999-HURT. That's 800-999-HURT.
It's 8:50 and 69 degrees. Good morning. I'm Shirley Clark with the FM 92 Newsbeat. The $500 billion federal deficit-cutting deal at about 88 degrees. In City Terrace right now, it's 68. In Garden Grove, it's 64. Here in Hollywood, it's 69 degrees. I'm Shirley Clark.
Good morning, it's 8:53. I'm the coach, Charlie Wright. Tom Brunansky is the newest baseball hero in Boston. Not only did Tom's hitting help win key ball games down the stretch, I'm Charlie Wright. Keep your eye on the ball.
I'm John Quinlan with a look at traffic in the southbound Golden State Freeway. Still a tough trip as you make your way toward East Los Angeles. I'm John Quinlan, and that's the traffic beat. Now here's Big John and more continuous music on FM 92, The Beat.
Oh, thank you, John.
Oh, God. Calm down, you guys.
8:55, 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock tonight. Arsenio Hall has him on the show. Belle Biv DeVoe at FM 92, The Beat.
Take a look at me.
What will you do, Nick?
And just watch your body shine.
KKBT Los Angeles is FM 92 The Beat, straight up 9 o'clock. Another Strong Song Cash Countdown could happen at any minute. Keep on listening. We'll tell you when to start counting the songs and when to not count them anymore and to call in to win. I didn't say do that right now, though.
Okay. Right.
Let's clear that up.
That's perfectly clear.
All right. Janet Jackson's ready to go, so let's do it.
FM 92 The Beat.
FM 92 The Beat, 9:17 minutes after 9. Got to slow down.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them in a while.
Well, you're about to hear from them again. I got a brand new record coming out in the next few days, I believe.
Mm.
Loose Ends this morning at FM 92 The Beat.
Coach.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier about Dupree, the guy that Rams signed.
Marcus Dupree out of the University of Oklahoma.
And you mentioned a couple other guys that they signed, guys who, you know, had been
injured. Joe Namath was one.
And how did that work out?
Well, he played, big money contract, but it never worked out well for the Rams.
And the other guy?
Dieter Brock from Canada.
And?
He played, but it never worked out, and
all
he's
right,
gone.
So what is the thinking here? One out of three might be the good deal? Or?
This guy was a super talent. He
I remember Marcus Dupree. Yeah, he was vicious. No
injured
question.
Injured his knee.
Question.
Now, if he has that ability and the knee is sound, and the doctors seem to think it is, he could be a super back for the Rams. Not
super
this Sunday.
Back.
Not this Sunday.
Super back.
That's able to name.
Super's super back, and the Rams have him.
All right. We have the rest of the sports coming up with the coach. Shirley has information next, and John Quinlan standing by with another traffic check. Hang on.